Marketing Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment's brought to you by 6bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. It's toll-free when you call us at 888-RADIO-30, like Scott did last segment. 888-723-4630. Let's try to fix your issue or answer your question. I do have a Queen story.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I never met her, so it's not that. But it was something I read years ago that it still makes me chuckle when I think about it. And it was about somebody was interviewing the Queen, as she is wont to do. She is usually followed by her legions of corgis. She's a Welsh corgi lover. She has at least 20 or so of these, I believe. And they were all with her in the drawing room at the, at the palace. And, what's the palace name? I forget now. Where's the house?
You mean Buckingham?
Live? Buckingham Palace, right. Yeah. Lindsay Buckingham Palace.
I would know these things.
Or the Buckingham's Palace, which would be where Kind of a Drag was recorded. Obscure 60s reference. He was asking her questions and they were having a nice little chat and the corgis were all around on, you know, around their feet. And suddenly out of nowhere came the sound of very loud breaking wind. And there was a pause in the conversation and the Queen kind of smiled and the interviewer said, "That would have been one of the corgis," to which the Queen said, "Yes, it would have." And they moved on with the discussion from there.
How beautiful. Oh, such tact.
The royal wind was broken.
So she lives in Buckingham Palace. That's the official residence?
Yeah, that's the one that's the...
She also owns one in Scotland and one in Norfolk.
Now, years ago, you could see from one of the upstairs windows, Princess Anne hanging out there with a cigarette.
In her mouth, yeah.
Yeah.
She inherited that one in Norfolk from her father.
Well, you know,
I know about.
They
I
have
know
a little
about
money.
This stuff.
Well, of course you do. You're a, you know, you're a royal follower.
I don't know why. I think it has to do with Cinderella. Seriously.
Yeah.
And I bet you Chris from Grand Junction, Colorado knows all about this. Known on eBay, a serious fun for you. Hey, Chris, what's your question or comment?
Hi, I just wanted somebody to tell me. And here's another caller with a shooting star.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, I got to look you up. I'm sorry I was talking.
That's okay. I've been told that I have a voice for sign language, so.
No, you've got you've got a pleasant voice.
A voice for sign language?
To piggyback on Velvet Scott there, I think what he's doing, he's putting in that he has for a large envelope. And then when he's shipping, he's doing package or thick envelope.
Yeah, that's my suspicion.
I have small stuff that goes to England, and I check the price. And if it's a package or a thick envelope, it's $22.50.
Right, that's my suspicion as well. But I can't make.
Right, yeah, I understand that. I just thought that, you know, if he's listening, I think, you know, and that might not be the case. But if I change it to large envelope, then it's a lot cheaper. So I think, you know, either if he can actually ship it as a large envelope, he'll save money. And if he can, he probably needs to change his listing to package or thick envelope. But anyway, it works for me, so that's my two cents on that.
So, Griff, Chris from Grand Junction, Colorado,
right,
known on eBay, a serious fun for you, has 20,541 feedback score, 100% positive.
Yay.
On this one I'm looking at right now, he's top rated plus. And, so Chris, to what do you owe your success on eBay?
I listen to eBay Radio religiously.
That'll
give
do
that
it.
Man a
That'll
percentage.
That'll do it.
I did have one question for you, though.
Okay.
I had put down on my list with listening to eBay Radio all the time, I thought PageMage had a good idea about being able to put your own list, you know, listings on your listing. Well, when I finally got around to doing it, I went to sign up for it. As soon as I signed up, I got a notice that said, "We're sorry, this is not available anymore due to technical issues." And evidently, PageMage has gone broke. or at least they're not around
well,
anymore.
Well, we don't say they went broke.
Okay, well,
but
anyway,
they went.
They're no longer.
They went bye bye.
Yeah, they're no longer on if you go to the internet and look them up or anything. Anyway, I keep getting a bill for them for something. You know, it's through eBay.
Oh, right.
Something
yeah.
that I was never able to use. And, you know, I talked to eBay about it, and they said they'd check into it, and the guy would get back with me. And he never did. And I don't think it's any big deal, but it's something that Greg might want to have them check, because I'm sure I'm not the only one.
Yeah, you're talking about the if you subscribe to one of the any of the applications on the application tab, you get the, those if they're charging you a subscription service that happens through eBay, and you're getting a little bill that's how much is the bill? Can I ask? Is it all right?
It was like 2 months, so it was like $20 or something.
Yeah, I don't know if you pay it, what happens to that money? I would say because. Lee, PageMage is out of existence.
They're right? out of existence.
So I would just ignore it.
Yeah, I am. And I just thought I would bring it up since I was calling in about the shipping. But like I say, he might want to check because I think he's putting, you know, a large envelope in and then trying to ship it as a package or thick envelope, and that's two different prices. So.
Right, and the rigid part was for international sales. If the envelope is rigid, it can't go. It has to go by first-class package. But if you chose envelope instead of package, that could be the problem. But I need to have someone be able to verify that so we can.
And like I say, I just went in one of my listings and I did the same thing, and I, you know, because I do package or thick envelope, so I changed it over to large envelope, and that gives you the cheaper rate. So
yeah,
that would be, you know, my 2 cents on it.
But, so, Chris, to what do you owe your success on eBay?
It's like a blind squirrel, I guess. You know, I started off like most people. We just were selling stuff around the house, and my significant other, she said, you know, would you help me sell on eBay? And so we did, and then next thing we started looking at things we could buy and went to Vegas a few times to when they had the shows with all the different wholesalers and found some people and just, you know, started selling, you know, different items and, you know, just stayed with it. And, you know, every time there was a change, we'd grumble saying, we can't ship within 24 hours, and we did, you know, and we can't do this, and we did. And, it was, you know, a few years ago, they were definitely swinging a little bit more towards the buyer. And I've got to say, it's been great. What Griff has done and what eBay has done, especially, say, the last year or so, to really swing the pendulum back to where sellers were getting a lot better shake. I think they understood that if sellers are happy, then buyers are going to be happy, and eBay is going to be happy. And
well, everyone's happy.
eBay employees, thank you for that. For that comment, because
yes.
they're working to that.
You guys, I'm sure, are very aware of it, but they have done a lot to help the sellers here, you know, over the last year or so.
So, Chris, I'm looking for an N-scale radio station for.
Yeah, no, I've heard you say that. Mm-hmm. I don't think there is anything in that nature.
So I think my brother's going to have to make it himself.
Yeah,
which
that,
he does.
That
no,
nice.
That's what my brother does. He
no,
makes
he does.
That.
Right.
I will double check, but I know there's like an HO scale TV station that you could convert to a radio station because it's got the antenna and all this stuff.
That would feel good.
N scale is really that's going to be rough. And like I said, I think he's better off just
he'll make his own.
You know,
that'd be satisfying.
Take another N scale building and customize it probably. Just get some kind of a warehouse thing or office building or whatever, and then, you know, add an antenna to it.
Griff, my brother is a staple of Maker Faire. He's been doing the Maker Faire up in San Mateo for 11 years.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So he makes a lot of stuff, but I wanted to buy it for him as a gift. Well, if you run into it, N-Scale Radio Station, let me know, Chris.
I will. Yeah, I've heard you mention that a couple of times. I will look. And if I do find anything, I will let you know, Lee.
Okie dokie.
I love his listings, Griff. Thank you, Chris. We appreciate
Thanks, Chris.
Your call.
Oh, more news just in.
Uh-oh. Who else
Keith
died?
Richards is still alive.
Oh. What was the old Saturday Night Live bit? Oh, it was the Spain, the ruler of Spain.
It was Chevy Chase would say, this and in the news today, Franco is still alive.
Or still dead.
Still dead.
Or something. Right. Yes.
And that was a takeoff from the National Lampoon magazine, which had a running gag, and she was still alive at the time, about Mamie Eisenhower, which some people thought was in bad taste, which was photographs of Mamie Eisenhower with a bubble coming out saying, "I'm not dead yet." Hey, and it's better to be looked over than overlooked.
Yes, right? Don't bring up any of the Rolling Stones as being dead, even in a joke.
Why?
I
know.
I love them.
I know. And then if something happens in the next 24 hours, you're going to blame me.
Exactly.
Because you believe in voodoo or something.
Yes. There's a news story one day ago. Yes. The Rolling Stones are still cool.
Yeah.
And they are. Young people think they're cool too.
I was in a thrift store in the last couple of days and I saw an album that I've been looking for. I don't go through the albums. It was an LP and it was Flowers, which is my favorite, absolutely my favorite Rolling Stones album. And, good thing I opened it because it had a perfect condition record inside that was not the Rolling Stones Flowers. It was Greatest Hits, which I didn't want. So,
somebody had put the wrong one in.
Yeah, it happens. Anyway, Keith Richards still alive. Mm-hmm. You can buy Rolling Stone memorabilia and music.
Mother's a Little Helper on that album.
On eBay, that's right. Mm-hmm. You're a smart guy. Woman.
Guy is fine.
This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software. We can dish your listings today. 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
A brief history of shipping items brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay Shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay Shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay Shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com. Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 371.
You can't say enough about the all-important photos in your listings. Tim Chapman is known on eBay as top-rated seller, Mr. Dot Customer Service. He has this tip when it comes to using a tripod.
Using a tripod can be quite slow. Time is of the essence. You can do things without using the tripod and still get a really good image. When you have a slow shutter speed, your heart's beating and moving the camera. And about 90% of all of the pictures that people think, oh, my camera, it's out of focus, this darn camera, camera shake. No question about it. Using a tripod is the very best way to get the best image.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Dial us now at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630.
Hey, Griff, on page 10 of the stuff we sent you over this morning, best practices and category changes and item specifics for May 1st, the updates that are going to happen. I thought maybe we could go over those quickly. So tell me when you're there.
Anyway, on May 1st, important updates to listing fees and features will take effect. And by helping sellers list their inventory in the most effective formats and durations, these changes are designed to help improve and reinvigorate the buying experience, which will help sellers increase their sales. So here's the skinny.
Unlimited insertion fee credits for listings that sell at auction.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
As an incentive for successfully using the auction-style format, of course, sellers will be credited for the insertion fee on an auction-style listing when that item sells.
And, of course, the key here is when it sells, so make sure you're pricing it appropriately. Adjustments to monthly allotments. This comes with the eBay stores. eBay will update the monthly allotments of free listings, otherwise known as zero insertion fees, or as we love acronyms internally, ZIF. No, I'm not kidding. You'll hear people say, so what's the ZIF count? And ZIF is zero insertion fees for both eBay store subscribers and even sellers without an eBay store.
The 10-day duration on auction-style listings will no longer have an added fee. Sellers can maximize visibility and enjoy eBay's longest auction-style duration.
Yeah, and I want to make a comment about this. If you're willing to wait, having a longer duration, think of it as a preview period. You're more likely to grab eyeballs on a 10-day auction than you are on a 1, 3, or 5-day auction. Or I don't think there's one-day auctions anymore, are there? I don't know. $1 special duration feature fee per listing for sellers who choose 1, 3, or 3-day auction style listings. So if you're going to go with the short format, you're going to pay an extra buck.
And that is because, explain why.
Well, charging this fee will help discourage the use of shorter durations, where auctions are least successful. Short,
eBay wants you to be successful.
With big, big winning bids.
Fixed price listings in media categories will no longer have a different insertion fee.
Thank you. Reserve prices will increase the feature. This feature fee will increase in price to the greatest of either $3 or 2% of the reserve price, which is the minimum price that must be met for your item to sell, with a cap of $100.
Have you ever sold anything with a reserve price?
I would never use a reserve.
See, I would use it if it was a big expensive thing.
Eh. Why? I don't want to go through all the trouble of listing it, have an unrealistic reserve, and then the item doesn't sell. I don't want to do that. It's a lot of work to go through.
So what you're saying is that.
Let it go.
You've never put an item on eBay that you say, if I don't get such and such an amount of money, I'm not selling it.
No, and
once
I don't.
Once you get it up there, you know it's going to be gone, and you may not
right.
know what price if you do auction. Of course,
there
you
it
do
is.
Mostly fixed price.
I do only fixed price, yeah. And rarely do I do auctions anymore. I used to do more when I had collectibles. They did okay.
So last in the best practices and category changes that are happening on May 1st, for eBay store subscribers, there's a new final value fee cap of $250 in select business and industrial categories, including heavy equipment. So, Griff, there you go.
Yeah, and
you
there's
were going
some...
to sell your backhoe, and what happened?
Yeah, I would sell the backhoe, but then I need my hoe back.
For more details about this spring seller update, go to ebay.com/seller update, and you'll find out everything you need to know about it.
Yes, you will.
Pretty much, though.
Pretty much.
This particular spring update didn't cause any controversies. You're not getting any complaints, are you?
No, I think, no, I haven't seen any. I've seen a few, not complaints, but there's still questions, a little bit of confusion about things. For example, the jewelry change, the change to listing in jewelry categories, depending on, you know, is the jewelry stone or metal fine? And there's the definition for what that is. And what if the gold is, what if the setting is fine 14 karat gold, but it's a, you know, cheap stone? Where do I put that? So it's that kind of questions. There were questions about, you know, where do I go to get the discount code for my boxes that I can get for, you know, when I'm an eBay store seller? And there was a question. I think there were some folks who were looking at the initial, you know, the news and saying, oh, the price for a store is going up, I can't do this anymore, without noting that the reason it's going, their prices have risen for store subscriptions. But if you're taking full advantage of your store subscription level, you're actually saving money on all three levels, because if you're taking full advantage of it, and that means using all of the allotment, then the money you would have been paying for insertion fees over the allotment is more than offset by the increase in the allotments against the price of the store subscription. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you for clearing that up for us.
I got a premium store and I'm very happy. Very happy.
I got a basic, but
I don't sell that much.
Yeah. So, you know, it works and I don't fine really, for me.
So I don't list enough to have a, I don't take advantage of the full allotment. I keep thinking if I get a premium store, that'll be incentive for me to do so. Now it really is. So I really got to start a listing again.
A listing.
Yeah, you know, yesterday I haven't been buying a lot of stuff because I've got more than enough stuff to list, but I made a little trip into the local Savers yesterday and I found some things and went, ooh, this is great. And it wasn't a Tuesday, because Tuesday is my usual shop day because I'm a senior citizen. And I went for my wallet. I had forgotten all my coupons, so I had to pay full price. Eh, happens. This segment was brought to you by Indeesha. Call us with your questions in our second hour, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
If you're looking for a cheaper, easier, more reliable shipping option for your latest sold item, say hello to Roadie. Roadie connects people who have stuff to send with a driver who's already heading that way. Just download the free Roadie app to your smartphone, then create a post describing what you need to send, where you need to send it, and when, including pickup and delivery locations. A verified Roadie driver will respond so you can work out the details. You pay through your Roadie account, then Roadie pays the driver. And since Roadie sets the price, there's no bartering or haggling. You can keep an eye on your shipment with real-time tracking and contact your driver at any point along the way. Plus, with every package insured for up to $500 and 24/7 customer support from Roadie's pit crew, you can trust your package will get where it needs to go. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. For more information, visit Roadie.com.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Garigian and her four colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
You already rely on Terapeak for in-depth marketplace research that keeps you one step ahead of your competition. Now, Terapeak can help you source hot products, too. They've teamed up with Alibaba, the premier wholesale marketplace for small and mid-sized business buyers. Choose from more than 3 million quality products from trusted suppliers around the globe. Terapeak's newest tools integrate directly with Alibaba. So with just a few clicks, you can identify and research sales opportunities on eBay. Then source those profitable products right from Alibaba.com. Order as few as 2 items with express delivery and full tracking. Together, Terapeak and Alibaba are offering eBay sellers a service you won't find anywhere else. That's just another reason why it pays to use Terapeak for your eBay sales. Try it free for 7 days at TerraPeak.com.